chosen few.
Yeah, we've got Eddie here from Shortlist Magazine.
Good to be back. How are we?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. You?
Yeah, all well.
What day is it? I can't believe it's been a week since you were last here. It has gone fast.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just kicking him out and saying, well,
which actually means
we're
to
glad
say
that's over.
You haven't been missing me. That's the wrong... It should feel like months stretching out.
I'll tell you what I do after Eddie was here last week. Every day when I'm driving to work, I think, there it is, Alberari. There it is.
And
I'm going to swerve in there one of these days. If I'm a bit late for work one morning, I'm going to swerve
around. Have a breakfast.
Because that was all about greens, wasn't it?
It was all about green things to see in Dubai.
And even the green table. I was in Karama. I was thinking of you. The green snooker table.
That one fell. That one didn't go down very well with Steph, did it? That one. Oh, that's rubbish.
Snooker.
I quite liked it. I thought it was something a little bit different.
I like it.
You know, throw a curveball in there.
When I was 15, I do a lot of snooker.
Mountain greenery.
Not a great deal else to do in Newcastle, though, to be fair, is it? Darts, snooker and what?
Leisure centre, that's it.
The recce.
No, it's not
leisure
football,
centre or
is it?
The bingo.
When I was living in Newcastle, what was our... God, I have to remember the name.
Were you at St James's Park?
No, I was in the posh bit, you see. I was up near Ponteland and Darris Hall or that part of Newcastle.
The boring bit, suburbia.
A bit suburban. So yeah, we used to go down... That was it. Well, mind you, I left when I was seven, but it was the local leisure centre. It was about all there was to do for my... That and Hadrian's Wall.
Oh, Hadrian's Wall's boring. I went back there recently.
It's just literally just a wall, isn't it?
It's not even the full wall anymore, to be fair.
Well, have people been taking souvenir bricks?
I think over the years it's just disappeared.
I do have to say, though, as we're talking about, we're on a travel show, that Northumberland is, pound for pound, the most underrated county in England.
Absolutely. Here.
The coastline is sensational.
And hasn't it got the most castles per square inch?
It's got millions of them.
Yeah, than anywhere else.
Dunstanborough and Alnwick and Bamborough. And
it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Fantastic part of the world. The trouble is it never gets above 9 degrees. And I was at primary school, 5 or 6 years old. We weren't allowed to wear long trousers. Could you imagine? We had to wear shorts to school.
They're like, waving you up.
In February, we'd skipping with our legs blue with the icy winds whipping straight down off the North Sea.
Too right as well.
The only time we were allowed to wear long trousers, we were able to wear what they call tracksuit bottoms, they'd be called in those days, wouldn't they?
You used to have, was your school uniform a tracky suit?
No, I'm saying that was the only time we were allowed to wear long trousers when it was snowing. We were allowed to come in with tracksuit bottoms, which we'd then have to hang on these steaming radiators. So that it was like a Turkish bath in our little classrooms in Darris Hall in Northumberland.
But it sounds like you remember it fondly.
I do. All that about 15 decades ago now, isn't it? About the late 1890s. It was a glorious time.
It was. Right then, is it the top five short pants in Dubai?
It's five most famous Geordies in... We have got something today. We're talking about property and development.
Oh, I love talking about property and
who
development.
Who doesn't, right?
She used to be an estate agent, you know.
Did you?
Back in the day.
Here?
Yeah, 10 years. No, I did it in the UK.
Interesting.
In Newcastle, actually.
Interesting.
Yep.
We are going to talk about... There's an awful lot of new development going on. You know, there's a little bit of sort of uncertainty in the air in terms of the economy right now, is it? You know, we kind of seem to be sitting on this knife edge where it could sort of go either way, really. But there's an awful lot of development going on. So we thought we'd look at the next chunk of developments that are going on that you can actually now go and buy properties in that you know, whether you can afford them or not, but might represent a nice little investment opportunity for anybody.
And here's a tenuous link. It could be a holiday home for you in the future.
Could easily be a holiday home for
you.
It could be a pension plan. It could be somewhere you just want to live, because why not?
Yeah.
So we got those. We got some of the best new interesting developments on the market.
Okay,
right.
So let's get started. Where's number one?
Well, number one is Jumeirah Bay Island. And this Jumeirah doesn't have an H on the end for reasons I have yet to fathom. But this is Jumeirah Bay Island, and it's a 6 million square foot island development by Miras, who've been doing really interesting things. Miras, City Walk, Box Park, the beach, that's all them. And it's sculpted in the shape of a Titanic seahorse. And it's it's been built out into the Gulf, in between sort of Satwa and Safa, that kind of area.
So building another island?
Building yet another island, And this one is going to be home to the Bulgari Resort and Residences.
Okay.
And it's got 165 apartments, 8 penthouses, 15 mansions and a 5-star hotel. And the residences are up for grabs if you want one of them. Fancy
it? My first question would be, would you like to live in a resort? I like a neighbourhood. I don't like the idea of living in a place where people are on holiday.
Well, I think that's an interesting point, because development now is all mixed use, isn't it? Mm. Hotels now have long stay apartments and they have hotel rooms. And if you think about a hotel, though, in Dubai, that's where the good stuff is, isn't it? Like really good restaurants and bars and pubs and things like that.
Yeah, you can go to them.
You'd have a nice pool as well.
Yeah. But I don't know. The good thing is about that is someone would spend a lot of time and attention in making sure the environment was well looked after.
The garden's done. But would you like be allowed to take your pets with you?
Good
That's
point.
Another big
don't
question,
know.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
If
any.
It's a resort.
If you wanted to buy one bedroom, get these prices before you rush in with your checkbook. One bed is going to cost you between 4.5 and 5 million dirhams. A two-bed between 6.4 and 7.6 million, and a three-bed 8.6 to 10.5 million dirhams. And the four-bedroom penthouses are all sold out.
Wow.
So if you think about it, it's the big stuff that's already gone.
It's amazing,
and that's amazing. There are some villas as well, 3, 4, 5 and 6 bedrooms. 18 million is what a three-bed will cost you.
I think it's a great location in between Jumeirah and Sasha.
You know, you can actually still buy plots as well. So if you just want to go, you don't want the thing, you just want the land.
And then put a tent up.
And then put a tent up with your sleeping bag.
I don't think they'd allow you to do that, would they?
It'd be great, wouldn't it? Build a little wooden shack in amongst all of this luxury.
A mere 30 million dirhams, and that will get you 17,500 square feet.
Well, for once, I'm glad I don't have all that money, because it would be a tough decision.
What would you go for? Villa? Penthouse? Oh, you can't
smallest
do a penthouse.
Smallest one.
Gone.
I'd do the smallest one because I really like small spaces.
Yeah, but this one, I mean, the whole island, just again, it's going to be accessed by a 300-metre bridge. It's going to be yet another one of these big, glistening baubles in the Gulf that's going to be on travel shows and postcards and stuff like that.
You know a little bit how Rove hotels have come in? And they've done something that's a lot cheaper price point.
Yeah.
Really trendy.
Yeah.
People are really interested in it. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll happen with property, where they'll come in and they'll do, like in Japan, where you see these tiny
sort of pods, boutique
amazing
things.
Studios where everything has its space, and underneath the desk another bed will pull out for guests. Like, everything is fitted so well and built so well that you can live in a small space and it's a lot cheaper to buy it. Do you think we'll do that?
Not yet, because I think that space isn't at a premium in Dubai. I think because we've got so much potential for expansion.
There's going to be a huge market for people who want to buy property here but don't want to pay... much money.
We'll come on to that in a minute, because we have got something that we can do that next, if you like, that is going to satisfy that need for smaller, more low-cost housing.
Why do you like living in smaller areas, Steph?
I just like small spaces. I don't like having too much stuff that I don't need in
life. Have you seen that documentary Minimalism?
Yes, I love
Netflix.
It.
On Netflix. Yeah,
so
I watched that and had a sort of a mini bohemian moment and cleaned out my sock drawer.
Yeah, life is a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
If you just get rid of some stuff.
I did. I wanted to get rid of pretty much, not everything, but I wanted to get rid of a lot of stuff. And I've got like storage lot in Jordan, where I've got a load of books and a load of other stuff, and I've got stuff at my mum's house in England, and I feel as though it feels a little bit psychologically weighty.
Yeah,
and I do know what you mean. But I do think that I think that the desire for that kind of lifestyle, if it's only just happening in major urban areas in America, really, maybe a little bit in the big Asian cities, I think we're a long way off it from here, because I think people like to spread out, and I think we can spread out in Dubai, because the land is still pretty cheap for the acreage that you get.
You get to Hong Kong, then... You know, space is at a premium for sure.
Because we're still building. I mean, you look out, if you go to the top of the Burj Khalifa, it makes you realise just how much unused land there still is within 15 minutes of downtown. And
so why is it really expensive, some of it?
I mean, that's probably a question for an economist, I think, really. I think basically it's the push and pull factors of the salaries that you're on, of the land, who owns the land, who's selling the land, who needs to sell. I do think we'll see a dip in prices, though, this year of real estate over the next sort of 18 years as more supply comes on.
Eddie's called it.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what's this place where we can get the smaller living areas?
Low-cost housing is a massive issue in Dubai, and there's been a lot of pressure on from the people at the top to say, right, OK, it's all very well building, you know, palatial villas and really expensive flats and stuff like that. We need low-cost housing because we need there are so many different socio-economic tiers in Dubai. You know, there are the people that are working in places like malls and in airports and stuff like that. There needs to be a lower-cost housing base. And one of the most interesting ones is by the MAG developer. Now, half of Media City seems to live in MAG 2 and 8 in the marina, and it's a really high-quality residential skyscraper. Now, that same company is just investing in a massive low-cost housing project right in Dubai World Central, so right by the new airport.
Oh, cool.
And I mean, some of the statistics
in here.
Great spot.
Great spot. And their studios An estate agent told me yesterday that their studios have all sold out. So I don't know. I don't know what's actually left available. But it's a new development called Mag 5 Boulevard, and the studios were 350 square foot, which is a little bit more in the line what you're thinking. And there were 379,000 dirhams, which is for a lot of people that's getting into a much $100,000, isn't it?
Yeah, it's much.
So
more
that's like, you know, 70,000-80,000 English pounds. So that's a much more kind of affordable entry level. Thing, but they all go because they're brilliant investment pods, because that's what everybody wants. There are now definitely there are one bedrooms on the market that are going to be completing in Q4 this year, 400 to 600 square foot, which is kind of about the size you get of a one bedroom in an English city, in London or a Leeds or a Manchester. That's kind of roughly the size you get for a one bedroom, 470,000 dirhams. So again, that's much more. That's about half what you'd play in a Tecom or a Greens, or you know, maybe even a third of what you'd pay in a Marina or a Downtown. So that's a much more interesting sort of entry level investment. Now,
I always think about what you could get in Newcastle for that, because I used to work right in the middle of the
street
centre. No, you could get a one-bedroom flat right in the city centre.
For what we're talking
about? 100,000.
100,000. One bedroom? 60,000.
Yeah, one bedroom. One bedroom, great view.
So between 120 and 160, 180 for a one or a two-bed. So top end two-bed, you get 160, 180. That's probably about right. Yeah, about the same as Leeds. Yeah. Now,
is that affordable housing then?
Well, it's more affordable. I think so. I think that price point is something that I think that young professionals, you know, a young married couple would certainly consider.
Yeah, young married couple, but can single people who have got a
job?
They'd
need the studios. Do you know what I mean? They'd need the studios to do that. But hopefully if they're being bought at that, even if they're being bought by investment companies, the rental on that isn't going to be extravagant. So if you're thinking at, you know, 390, you know, your yield, you might only be asking for, do the sums, maybe four, you know, 3,000 a month, something like that, which is getting a little bit more in a more sort of accessible realm. The guy I was speaking to, a guy from Better Homes yesterday, who's the off-plan guy. He thinks that DWC could be home to 3 million people within 10 years.
Wow.
Amazing.
Just because airports, by their very nature, attract all of the supporting industries like logistics and warehousing and all and deliveries and all that kind of stuff, and they all need to be housed.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back with some more of these. I just want to throw in, when I left England, my house was a three-bedroomed terraced house, 21,000.
Wow.
I've been away a while.
The Chosen Few. A lot of people in Dubai decide to buy a home here, and then maybe if they're leaving, they will use it as a holiday home. If they are, I don't know, wealthy enough to do that. I don't know if I could ever afford to do that, have a holiday home in Dubai.
Yeah.
But a lot of people now are also buying property in Dubai and then renting it out to tourists. And you are able to do that if you get the right licenses. So we're talking about property today and looking at some of the developments that are coming up in the future where you might want to do this with Eddie from Shortlist Magazine. And we've talked about a couple so far, one more affordable.
This one's actually reasonably affordable. I mean, that depends on your viewpoint, I guess. But this is just
depends on how rich you are.
This one is complete hipster heaven.
So guys with beards
and check shirts and flat white coffees and making making, I don't know, making art out of old skateboards or whatever it is.
Oh my gosh, you just described my husband, doesn't he?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Definitely.
You know, how do you know about the skateboards?
Hanging bicycles on walls for no reason, you know. Not ridden it in 25 years, but let's hang it on a wall. Anyway, this place is called, appropriately enough, Canvas. And this is a development by a development called Koa. And it's near Barari. We're talking about Barari before, and it's the same people that are behind the Barari development. And what they're aiming to do is they've built it as a unique members community where like-minded individuals come together to live, work and play. It's a hub of energy and substance. What that means is basically two side-by-side kind of quite short blocks, but it's home to 71 different units, and they've been designed by TZ Architects. And I've got a picture here, which terrible for radio, but I'm just going to show you. So it's all, look at that, neutral tones and wood and louvered doors.
Wood on the ceiling.
Wood on the ceiling, stone. Look at that, like garden style kind of landscape gardens around.
Oh, I like it.
And there's 41 different floor plans, so everyone's going to have their own little thing pretty much. And it's, you know, there's pools, water features, there's a gourmet market, of course, daycare facilities, barbecue areas, art installations.
Daycare facilities, is that for people like me who can't afford to live there, but someone could just drop me off in the morning and I could spend the day there?
Yeah, well, looking after other people's kids. Or maybe even dog walking, and maybe that's what the daycare facility for Chihuahuas. Maybe that's what it is. It's designed by TZ Architects. It's just all the apartments have got either internal courtyards or rooftops or terraces, and it's just, it looks beautiful. And it's, as I say, it's right out near Barari, so it's kind of within easy reach of town. But they're aiming it to be a little bit of a creative escape. So after your day's work, you can go down and eat goji berries.
Get your canvas out and do a bit of sketching.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Eat granola and chat about the next great Colombian coffee app that you're inventing.
I love the sound of this.
I haven't got a beard. Have you got anything for me yet?
What have I got for you? Yes, I have.
You haven't told us how much they're going to be yet.
That one is... Everyone's been really vague on prices, but this one, they say between, isn't that a great word, 1,000 and 1,200 dirhams per square foot.
Okay, so
still under $1 million for a reasonably sized studio or one bed, I would have thought.
500 square feet, that's 600,000 dirhams.
600,000-800,000 around that time. And I think most of the floor plans seem to be, I looked on before, they're between sort of 550 and 700. So you're talking about that. So, you know, 800,000-900,000 dirhams for that kind of community, if you're that way inclined. Again, young married couple, it might suit them down to the ground, to be honest with you.
Love the sound of that.
Sounds good, that one, doesn't it? This one's for you, Mark. This one is called...
Is it a retirement home? Have they opened one?
It's
only northern people.
It's a house bought on the creek. No. fishing out the side of a morning. It's,
I would have quite liked that as well, actually.
It's called 22 Carat. And this is the only beachfront gated villa community on the Palm. And it's nestled between the one and only and the Zabil Sarai.
Very nice.
Do you know where I mean? Right on that edge of the... Is that the Western Crescent? I think it is, isn't it? The Western Crescent of the Palm. Now, I read their brochure and they mentioned the word exceptional about 27 times.
Right.
Exceptional everything. Ding, 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 ding. It was like I was doing an exceptional bingo.
That's why you thought of me then, is it?
That's exactly why I thought of you. And I thought of you because there's only 22 villas and 2 penthouses in the whole complex. That's all it is.
Boutique, Mark.
So I thought exclusive, exceptional boutique.
It's a boutique.
Mark Lloyd. So the penthouse... 13,000 square foot with a private ground floor lobby, a private 2,600 square foot terrace, 8 ensuite bedrooms. Yeah? How much?
Families.
Nice. How much do you think?
I am going to say 30 million dirhams.
Right.
I'll have a do a bit less than that. 25
yeah,
million.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 60 million dirhams that will cost you. Just... You were just 50%.
Yeah. Cheap it off.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do you a
down payment.
Maybe we might keep mentioning it every day that, you know, to get a little bit of reciprocal stuff. You can buy a villa, though, for 42,000, but it's all lush gardens, expertly landscaped, adorned with exotic flowers and foliage, barbecue facilities, gymnasium, pool, security, the whole works.
Really?
Do you know anyone who's got this much money? Do you have any friends who've got this much money?
Certainly no friends, no.
Yeah, me neither.
No, certainly. I mean, I'm sure I have shaken hands with people that have this kind of means, but in business meetings and things like that.
Are there tons of them, though? Like, are there that many?
There must be, otherwise they wouldn't build them, I guess. It's a supply and demand thing, isn't it? They wouldn't do it.
They must do the research before they build
them. Yeah, well, going back to the Jumeirah Bay Island, why is it that the penthouse is sold out, but the 2, 3, 4 bedrooms and the villas haven't? Do you know what I mean? That says something about, I don't know, the quality of people or the type of people that they're marketing to.
I wonder why we're not friends with any of them.
Because we're journalists, probably that's why. We can't be trusted with the secrets of these kind of people.
I'm sure, Steph, you can make friends with a few.
I've just never met one.
Would you want one, though? Would you want that much money, though?
Would I want that much money?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, totes. 100%.
Sure.
I think it would make... decisions easier.
Listen, it gives you choices. I've always felt that about money. It's not about what I'd have and own with it. It's just about the freedom that it would buy. And when I get like when people say to me, you know, oh, I'd love to win the lottery. I'd go buy an island in the. I wouldn't buy anything.
No, I wouldn't
I'd
buy
have the
an
freedom
island.
To move wherever I want to go and have nothing and just have the freedom of not having to worry.
Yeah,
about
that choice of
an
when your friends
ultra bohemian life.
What about Fridays when they say, do you want to go to brunch and you're like, kind of, but. It's a week till payday,
right.
So no.
Yeah.
You'd be able to just go, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, or anything. What are you doing this weekend? I'm going to Australia for a year. You know,
I'll come.
You know. your boss rings you up and goes, where are you today? I just don't want to do this anymore. And you've got the freedom just to do what you like. So you can do that if you wanted to buy that 22 carat. Yeah, you'd need 60 million. Time for one more?
Go on.
This is probably the... there's Blue Waters Island, which is obviously the big one with the... they've nicked your name. the Ain Dubai, the Dubai Eye with the big Ferris wheel. That's coming up. No prices for that yet, but that's going to be a big development. Two luxury hotels, loads of residences that are going on the market there. That took a million cubic metres of rock to build that island.
Did it?
So Ras Al Khaimah is missing a mountain. But the one I think we should talk about is this massive new development between the Maidan Hotel and the Canal Creek extension. Massive building going here. I think this is going to be the new hub of Dubai, and
is
I think
a
lot
Riviera?
Of people. It is the Azizi Riviera, yeah. It's a Maidan One complex. It's next to the Ras Al Khor wetlands that we talked a bit about last week. The Azizi is one of the big developers that's really trying to make a major splash in a big way. And phase one, they've got two phases. Phase one is a staggering 18 mid-rise residential buildings that's going to feature 2,273 separate units or apartments. And then there's phase two that's 17 buildings with 2,162 units. So just by law of averages, one of us will be living in the Azizi Riviera soon. Just by a law of averages of us, how many units there are.
I think
are.
It'll be you, Eddie.
Do you think it'll be me? But the reasonable prices. One bed's 840,000 dirhams for 750 square foot, which is a reasonable price per square foot. That, again, is moving into, you could get sort of housing loans on that. By the way, I've got to say, on the Better Homes website, when I was doing research on the 22 carat, it gives you the price. So it says, you know, 60 million dirham, penthouse, 60 million dirham, 22 carat, Palm Jumeirah. And there's like a little link, and I think it's under everything, but there's a little link under it that says, do you require mortgage finance? No, I've got it in
cash.
Just going to the cash machine right now. 60 million, did you say? Here's one more. Have you some lunch on me?
Imagine the repayments on a 60 million dirham mortgage.
Yeah, over how many over years? Like how many lifetimes? Just not how many years.
And handing over those checks as well. Mm. Oof.
But the thing with that is, as well, what I was thinking about this is, you're handing over the money, but what are your monthly service charges on that? That's probably more than I pay in rent now.
Yeah,
would
that's
be
the thing,
just the
isn't
monthly
it?
Service for all of the cleaning and the tidying and the AC and the security. So you think you've owned your property? The joy of owning a property is that's it, no more rent. But you're going to have to pay. Yeah. Rental style amounts just to kind of get everything looked after.
I think I need to grow a beard and go for that
canvas.
Rather
it sounds nice, doesn't it? Canvas.
It does sound, and it looks beautiful.
Although I like where Azizi Riviera is going to be. I love that area of town.
And they're doing lots more creek extensions. So the creek isn't just that one sort of horseshoe shaped loop around from the thing. They're actually doing loads of tributaries off into the race course and up around there.
And I also feel like there will be lots of cycle paths there. Eventually, you'll be able to either.
Mentalists.
Psychopaths.
Oh, I thought you said psychopaths.
Easy mistake.
Loads of psychopaths wandering around Maidan.
No, cycle paths. So you'll be able to even maybe cycle to work in the winter, depending on where you work.
Right.
Because it's linking up with everywhere at the minute.
Right.
Or you can catch a water taxi. And I love the idea of that. Living in Dubai, being able to get on a water taxi to where you work from where you live, that would be such a nice way to start the day, wouldn't it?
Or people pretending to be horses, if they're psychopaths. Yeah. It just could be anything up near Maidan.
Shut up.
Eddie, you are a superstar and a psychopath. We'll see you next week, yeah?
Hope so.